Hi, this is Jason from Languages Out There. This is the second comparison podcast or MP3 using another subject, which is this one's with Jane, who's studying in France, studying architecture, who's 27. And she's fluent in French, but she's Chinese. She's originally from China and moved to France to study. And this is the first session with her where she's done a very low level lesson on shopping with Chinese instructions because she wanted to get it clear in her head what she needed to do with the lesson plan. So she's used, I think it was a beginner lesson, and it had Chinese instructions. And this is sort of towards the end of our conversation. Yeah. 100 pence equals 1 pound. Yeah. Yes, we are decimal.
Because I want to know how to expel equals.
You want to learn how to
This one.
equals.
Equals.
Okay, so equals. So it's, when you say equals, think of a W in the middle. Instead of a U, think of a W. Okay, so equals, equals.
How to spell it?
Well, you spell it like that, equals, but think of it saying it like that.
Equals.
Yay! First time. Well done.
No, if you must understand me because I have the pronunciation French, so
Right.
it's difficult to return in pronunciation English.
Well, you have a bit of Chinese as well.
My Chinese.
Well, you have a bit of a Chinese accent in your English accent.
Really?
Yes.
You speak with so many Chinese students.
Yes. So
Really?
that's why I you needed to say a W sound. So it's
Okay.
equals.
Equals.
Yay, you got it.
Merci.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Are you recording this?
Yes.
Yes, good. So you can listen again. That's good. Okay, any more questions? Okay, that was Jane after her first EOT practice session with me on shopping. And this next clip is the latest clip of us having a practice session after an EOT lesson. And it's her sixth session with me, which means she's done about sort of 15 to 18 hours of EOT, but she does, by her own admission, tend to whiz through the plans quite quickly. She's quite a busy student and has a busy schedule, so it could be less in terms of the time she's actually spent on the lesson plans. But see what you think and judge for yourselves. Has she improved?
Okay, the first situation,
Yeah.
I almost, so I must use the two tense. Is it that past tense? I almost won a lottery when I was in Besançon. Before?
You almost won the lottery
Yes.
when you were in Besançon.
So
Okay, go
it's not scary, but it's.
on.
I want to say that I really don't remember how. So before I bought it every weekend,
Yeah.
and I never won.
You never won, yeah?
Never won. So I have decided to give up.
Okay.
And my friend had told me that maybe the last time I could win,
Right.
but in the end I hadn't bought it.
You hadn't got it. What, you hadn't got a ticket or you hadn't won?
No, I haven't bought it the last
You
time.
bought it. All right, you hadn't bought it.
Yes, so I
Okay.
think that I had lost a chance. I don't know.
Well, I don't know what the how many people play the lottery in France, but in England it's about 14 million
One
to one.
euro, 2 euro.
But
Yes.
you know it's 14 million to one.
Yes.
Hold on.
14 million.
So
Means.
that's the chance of winning in the UK.
The same thing in UK.
Yeah, 14 million to one. So, you have more chance of becoming prime minister, probably.
That's right. You
Yeah.
are right. Yes, it's I think I can't. I'm not a person who can win easily
Well,
the
no,
lottery.
anyone can win, but my view is that
But you know it.
it's not a good investment.
But there are some people can easily win.
Do you think so?
Because first is they have the chance, really a chance to win,
But
and
why do they win more than other people?
I don't know, but me, I belong to
No,
to others. I know I belong to others.
I don't think so. It's like some people enter lots of and lots of competitions,
Yes.
and the amount you win depends on how many competitions you enter.
Yes.
If you don't
That's right.
play, you can't win.
Oh, yes, it's true. But in my city before in China,
Yeah. So there you go. That's Jane and me having a chat after she'd done lesson six, and we carried on for a while. And she did another situation, and we discussed. We, as I mentioned in the text on the podcast, we discussed her using the electronic dictionary while speaking to me and other people, and she sort of confirmed that her mind goes blank sometimes. And I said, "Oh, there's ways we. This is what EOT does. We're working on that as we do this." And she sort of confirmed that she felt that her mind went blank at certain times when the anxiety levels got to a certain point. But I digress. So there you go. See if you think, have a listen to those and then form your own opinion. And if you want to, tell me what you think, get in touch. Cheers. Bye bye.